While many of us eat, drink, and party our way through the holidays, some people are still on the job. They work at hotels and restaurants, convenience stores, movie theaters, skating rinks, hospitals. NPR reporters talk with three people spending Christmas and New Year's at work. And we start with NPR's Debbie Elliott in Alabama, who made the rounds with a ferry boat captain on Mobile Bay.
One by one, cars and vans drive over the ramp and onto the bright orange deck of the Mobile Bay Ferry. Watching from a tiny wheelhouse about 15 feet above the deck, Captain Bob Dozier waits for the last car to load. Then he throttles the 200-foot ship away from the dock.
We're underway, finally.
Dozier lives on Dauphin Island, a narrow strip of sand south of Mobile, Alabama. The ferry runs from the island over to Fort Morgan on the east side of Mobile Bay, skirting the Gulf of Mexico. It carries mostly tourists and some commuters between the two beach communities. The boat runs every day, and this is Dozier's turn for New Year's duty.
We have people partying this year without me.
The 57-year-old veteran of the sea navigates the hulky vessel across the ship channel that runs down the center of the bay. Just like other winter days, he'll be making 14 trips of about 3 miles each across the mouth of Mobile Bay.
It's not bad. We have a short run, 3.2 miles, I believe it is. But I figured up the other day, and I'll give you some antidotes. In the short time that I've been running it, at the speed this boat goes and the time it takes to get across the ferry, I would have been able to go around the world at the equator. At 5 miles an hour, so think about it.
Captain Dozier has been running the Mobile Bay Ferry for 3.5 years. For about 30 years before that, he ran a shrimp boat along the Gulf Coast and captained crew boats to offshore oil rigs. Dozier says being a captain means being your own boss, and as long as the weather cooperates, he doesn't mind the work, even on a holiday.
The best thing about running a ferry at home is, unlike crew boats and stuff, you get off every night, you go home. I really enjoy it. Best boat job I ever had. And if you make a mistake or you hit a pilot or something, at the end of the run, 45 minutes, all those people get off and you get a new batch, batch on the boat that don't know you did that every once in a while.
As Captain Dozier approaches the dock at Dauphin Island, cars are already lined up waiting to get on the ferry. He slows the boat down and makes a wide left turn to swing the ferry into its slip.
We're here.
Another year and another load of passengers. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Fort Morgan, Alabama.
I'm Cheryl Corley in Chicago. 28-year-old Dori Bullum West works Monday through Friday, even if it's a holiday like New Year's Day, and she's practical about it.
Because I don't think my landlord's going to let that fly with rent. I know it's New Year's Day, but I think I'll let you slide on rent. It don't work that way. I mean, just because it's a holiday doesn't mean we get a discount on bills or anything. So, need to be working.
That's almost an understatement for Dori. She and her husband have 4 children. Besides taking care of her family, Dori pitches in at her daughter's school and is a part-time bartender. Her main job is at Rainbow Roller Rink in Chicago. Rainbow is one of the oldest rinks in the area. The warehouse-sized facility is also one of the busiest.
Right now, schools are out, so we have the schools in here. A lot of the parks are busy because schools are out. We have YMCAs, daycares, we have reunions. We just have a ton of things going on right now, so that's great.
And the skating rink is so busy in part because of Dori. She's a sales rep for the roller rink and in the office early, even on New Year's Day.
People still want to do birthday deposits, group deposits, and they leave messages. That's all people I have to take care of during the day.
So part of her job is to make phone calls to confirm birthday and group reservations.
Yeah, you're still set Friday 3 to 5:30. You have the 850 package.
Dori has been at this job for only 6 months, but she works it like an old pro. Out on the floor near the rink, she goes through the crowd like a Chicago politician. She's small with light brown hair, always smiling. She makes jokes with the children, helps them tie their skates, talks to parents and other adults.
Hey, you gotta get your friend and get hold of baby so you can go run off and skate.
I don't know how to skate.
That's not an excuse.
The free passes she hands out get people to come back.
It gives me a chance to talk more with them on a personal level when they come in. And then when they call me, I know who they are.
But Dory says her job at the roller rink is not just about business. She likes the work and calls herself lucky.
I get to deal with all these children. They're so cute. You ever see some of those kids coming in for the first time skating on those little breeze skates? And they're like, ah! It's just the cutest little thing, you know? And then with the older kids, I think it's great, too, because they're off the streets. They're not in gangs. They're not getting into trouble. They're here. They're safe. You know what I mean?
Dory Bullum West, working this New Year's Day at Rainbow Roller Rink. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
This is Ina Jaffe in the emergency room of Daniel Freeman Memorial Hospital in Inglewood, California, next to South LA. Lucia Brent is a nurse here. She worked Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve and spent countless holidays in the past right here with other nurses and doctors.
So we try to make it the best we can. We at least have food for ourselves. We do big potlucks, and that sort of seems to get us through, you know, food all the time.
Though you'd wonder how they find the time to eat. Daniel Freeman's ER treats about 3,300 patients a month. The hospital serves an ethnically and economically diverse community, and it's part of the hospital's mission to turn no one away, regardless of their ability to pay. So they see everything from people suffering with flu to victims of gang shootings dumped on the doorstep. And none of that stops because it's Christmas. Still, Lucia Brent says there are advantages to working this time of year.
The benefit of working over the holidays is being able to work with kids and talk about the things that they really enjoy, like, did you send your letter off to Santa? You didn't send your letter yet? Well, here's some crayons and some papers. Get that letter sent, and here's an envelope, and we'll send it off. And if you were really good, we'll send a letter that says you were really great, and you deserve to get what it was that, you know, you really want. And that's the fun part about working the holidays.
But the season can also make a sad event even more difficult to bear.
I think the hardest thing for me on New Year's is actually having to deal with a family with a great expectation of a new year who loses somebody. And I think that that's because in all the succeeding years, that's the remembrance. And that's probably the hardest for me.
A supportive family has been important for Lucia. It's made it possible for her to work on all sorts of holidays and celebrate them too.
I've got a great husband who does a whole lot to help me. I have a great family that's very flexible about whether we have Thanksgiving breakfast or Thanksgiving dinner. And I've got a great sister who takes on a big chore of cooking for all of us.
As for missing New Year's Eve, well, she wouldn't have gone out anyway, she says. Too many inebriated people on the roads. And Lucia Brent seen up close the tragedy that sometimes results. Better to spend the evening somewhere safe, she says, like at home or at work. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Inglewood, California.